Okay, here's my to-do list for today. Zip. Nada. Zilch. Nothing. The Mrs. and me are going to idle a while. Then we're going to follow our noses down a few primrose paths, see what the day brings. Yesterday we found a trail down to near where the sound ends at Bud Inlet and Boston Bay, watched the sun disappear and the moon come up. Herds of ducks were taking flight at dark, headed to some marsh maybe, no longer home. Most of the world is migratory. Creatures of this earth travel sea to sea, continent to continent, in search of food, of nesting grounds, all following some primal urge to move, to go, to follow some celestial command, to change location. We may not move to the Bering Straits or Tierra del Fuego, but I suspect we'll shuffle around some. You know, after a few cups of coffee I'm brewing right now. After a little reading. Maybe after a few songs on the guitar I brought along. We're not sure when we'll go home. Maybe tomorrow, maybe not. But when we do, I suspect it'll be ever so slightly different. Hopefully a lot different. More like when we came to the shack almost 40 years ago. Nervous but adventurous. Naive but ready for something new. More exiles than pioneers. Strangers in a strange land. In love with the island. In love with owning our 7 acres of nettles and woods. In love with going back to the land. In love with the beach, in love mostly with each other. The world wasn't our oyster. It was ours to create. I think, post-election, it's time to do that again. Nah, we didn't create America, and we didn't elect the first woman president. But I'm not going to plant bitter seeds in our garden either. Not sure yet exactly what we want to grow next, but we'll rejoice that we can, that we will, that we'll harvest a bounty of, if nothing else, love. Don't ever think that's the least a person can do.